Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Every Thursday at this time, we do a little segment called On the Block. And today we're featuring a great gentleman. I've known him for a bunch of years, and the things he does for the neighborhood and our community are outstanding. And we can start by the fruit he grows and the produce he produces. Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Hardiman of John Hardiman Orchards. Hi, John.
Good morning, Rick.
So great to have you on with me. John, you're no stranger here. We've done this before.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you and KZE.
Yeah, well, you're looking great. Spring is coming, and it's time for planting.
Well, yes, it is time for planting, but it's time for buds to start swelling and growing and green tissue to pop out. Mm. But luckily this year, it's been a little cooler, so things are holding off, which is a great thing. We don't want things to sprout too early because temperatures could get cold and they could get damaged.
Now, last year, I was told locally that it was not the greatest year for peaches.
No, it wasn't. We had a couple of cold nights that took them.
Like, what happens? It kind of overwhelmed me with the thought of, what? No peaches?
Peaches are more sensitive than other fruits.
It's the flower when they're...
It's the buds, the flower. You get 14, 15 below, and chances are that you've frozen the bud in the wintertime. But they don't like extreme temperature changes either. If you have a warm spell in the wintertime of 3 or 4 days in the upper 40s or low 50s, and then overnight it drops down to the low teens, that will damage the buds as well. So
the temperature, the conditions have to be just right.
Yes.
Now, where you're located on Route 199 in Red Hook, you have told me this in the past, it's located in an area where condensation and fog comes in from the river and kind of bathes the apples and the produce?
Well,
there's
microclimates closer to the river. As long as the river isn't frozen over, and you notice it more in the springtime. When the river is got warmer temperatures, and the further you get away from the river, you can get colder temperatures. So it provides a microclimate the closer you are to the river.
Now, sometimes when I'm coming into work and I cross the river and I go over the bridge and I'm coming down 199, by your orchard and that area, there's like a rolling cloud over the land, which is that part of the situation?
Yeah, well, there's the fog will settle into the lower areas. I'm a little further away from the river than some orchards, and so they get a better effect of it. And my elevation is moderate, so... places that have a little higher elevation than my farm will do better under those conditions when it's a close temperature variation.
Mm. Wow. So the fog then envelops the fruit and gives it a nice loving hug?
Well, you'd like to think that, but it's more just the nature of the way the fog rolls.
Oh, I see. Well, do you each year plant and rotate the crops and come up with a different idea every year?
I always have lots of ideas, but implement them is the hard part. But with fruit trees, they're planted and, you know, they have a longevity. If you're planting vegetables, yes, then you plant every year and you rotate the crops to keep them in different areas of the farm because you want the disease pressure. If you plant tomatoes in the same spot every year, your chances of getting high disease pressure is increased tremendously.
Really?
So you want to move those tomatoes to another spot and plant something
is
like...
Is that because they're sucking all the nutrients out of the earth, the dirt?
You get some leftover foliage, and you know the disease can go down through the root zone and get into the soil. So it's very imperative that you rotate your vegetables and don't plant them in the same location every year.
Oh.
You can amend the soil with some organic matter, and that helps.
It helps regenerate.
But still, the best thing to do is move them, away from the spot they were the previous year.
So that's a great tip then for home gardeners.
Yes. Yep.
They should move around the tomatoes and what they're planting in the backyard and never put it in the same place.
Right. And if they're using raised beds, they could dig the raised beds out and put fresh soil in.
Oh, that's a good
idea. That would help, that they could plant in the same spot. Because I know some people are limited the amount of sun they have in their yard, and they, tomatoes like a lot of sun, so you want them in the sunniest spot you can get.
That all makes sense. John, we know one thing about you is that you love going to see and support live music. What's the passion there, John?
Oh, it's always been, music always been a big part of my life. It gets me through a lot of things, like everybody, certain songs will get you through some tough times and lift you up and move you on, move you forward.
So it's always been like that for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
You have your music that pumps you up. You have your music that you probably, mellow out to, and music that is just direct all the time, I bet.
Yeah. Well, in this day and age with good set of headphones, you can be out working and, like when I'm trimming the apple trees, got the headphones on and, all's good till you hit a branch and they knock them off your head.
Or the charge runs out.
Yeah. Or the charge runs out in the middle of a good song. But, it makes the day go much faster.
I bet, and it's incredible to me how music is incorporated into other people's lives. And it really is amazing to me how it affects people and how it guides their day and how they have different. I got my workout mix. I got my chill out mix. I got my late at night mix. I got my whoopee mix. And that blows my mind. And, just to get a little taste of what's going on in there is really cool. Like, some of your favorite artists, John, are?
Oh, I have a lot of favorite artists.
Just some.
Some diversity. Bluegrass is a big part of it. Lately, I've been, listening to a lot of bluegrass. Blues are always great. I try to keep up on a lot of the contemporary things, and I like a lot of songs that have some meaning to them. Like there's a lot of Don Williams. He has a lot of songs that when you listen to the lyrics, it's like he's writing a book.
Yeah.
Good old country star.
Yeah, a good story.
Country crooner, Tim O'Brien. Yeah. You can't beat,
Tim O'Brien is a mutual friend, let's say. And I know that Tim has done a show in Hardeman Orchard's barn. And I do know through the grapevine and from Tim, through our other friend Robert, that he has exclaimed that Hardeman Orchard apples were the best he's ever had in his life.
Yeah, we sent him home with a few apples, and he did make that comment. So
he wrote you back saying,
"Yes,
these are the best apples I ever had in my life."
Yeah. So we've had Tim there several times in his band by solo and with his wife Jan.
That's super cool. So they come up, you mean, when they're not performing in the barn and hang out?
No.
Okay, it's always they're staying there.
Yes, but gotcha. we have housed them there on the farm.
Super cool. John, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back I'm going to play a song. So I'm going to give one from the collection that you brought over, and we'll tell the people about it in just a moment. So we're going to take this little break. This is On the Block at 98.1 KZE with John Hardiman from Hardiman Orchards. Stay where you are. There's still a lot of love in the air. Valentine's Day 2027 will be here before you know it. John Hardiman is with us. We're celebrating everything. This is On the Block. And, well, John is a very strong force in our community. Besides providing delicious food that we can eat, he does a lot of things socially and economically in the community, which we absolutely appreciate. And for years, Hardiman Orchards has had a music series in the barn. And John, you've put your heart, sweat, and joy into this, and it's hard work. Not only is it hard work, but sometimes it's a pain in the wallet. So what's the passion, John? I know you love music, but what made you do it all this time?
I don't know. It's just an idea I got in my head, and a couple people encouraged me, and so I jumped into doing some music in the barn, doing some shows, and you know, the barn is kind of a funky place, and spent a lot of nights down at the Rhinecliff Hotel, the old Rhinecliff, yeah. And saw a lot of people come through there.
Yeah,
a lot of good music, you know, and it was just a place you could go and just be yourself and enjoy the music. Yeah. And I kind of wanted to duplicate that, and I did, and it worked for quite a while. I took a hiatus last year, just to kind of step back and see what was going on.
Sometimes you have to assess.
Yes.
The ideas.
Yeah, but I will be doing a few shows this year.
Yay! Now, I'm a big fan of the barn. Not only do you get to see music, every space is a joy. You get to hang out under apple trees and talk with your friends, go in, see the show, take a break during an intermission, go outside and you're under the twilight or the stars depending on the time, and you always have delicious food and simple comfort food, and for a while you had delicious beverages of all kinds. And it was just a welcome zone, and like you said, it did not remind me of the Rhinecliff Hotel. It had its own vibe, and it has its own vibe, which is super special. Like, where else can you go to the bathroom and pass by a goat who's just willing to, like, be a goat next to you?
Yeah. Not in exactly the same space, but nearby. Yeah, so...
What do you mean? Like, when you're a dude and there's a line... And it's short line.
Yeah.
You can just sit there for like 3 minutes and there's a goat.
Yeah.
So you're entertained for that 3 minutes. It beats reading the wall or anything.
They're in their own stall. They're not in the same stall as you.
This is true. And thanks for pointing that out. But I'm just saying you can observe them while you're online. That's cool. And, you know, if you love animals, they're around. It's a farm. And there's a little hangout spot where you can hang out, and of course a dance floor. And the barn is from, I think, George Washington built it
himself. No, not quite that old. It's 1870s, 1880s, somewhere in there.
Oh, it's not revolutionary then. Well,
some of the music is.
Yeah, that's true. And you've had amazing bands play in there, and I've loved everything you've done. So keep up the good work, and we're looking forward to making Hardiman Orchards a destination as a live music scene. And we've been supporting it, and, well, the hardest thing, and you know, John, is to pull people out by their ear and take them to a show. It's hard to do. So,
well, as long as they're getting out to see live music somewhere, this area is deep in venues to see great music. Mm. And I encourage people to get out and support all of them.
Well, thanks, John. What's some of your favorite places to go?
Colony is a great place to see a show. The Bar Devon, UPAC, Levon's Barn. Those are the ones in the kind of immediate area, but you know, you've got a lot of new pop-ups.
So a little while back, we played Willie Amrod in a tune called Baby Cakes.
Yep.
You have told me that you and Willie were in high school together.
That
and you've known each other since high school.
Many years we've known each other, and the people can thank Willie for me doing shows this year, because he and his brother Paul stopped by a few weeks ago, and they wanted to come back. We've been doing Willie's and Paul's birthday parties there in May, and so this year they're doing a CD release, and they wanted to have it at the barn, and so I agreed to do that, and taking that step, I figured I would do a few more shows. But Willie's got a lot of people playing on this CD. He's doing it at Professor Louie's studio, and John Platania is playing with him. Louie's doing some shows, and Willie's been well connected, you know, with a lot of players. Gary Burke, who is drummer for Louie, but he was also been a drummer for many other bands. Joe Jackson,
Shania Twain, Mr. Roper,
and he passed away recently, and he is missed. And then John Platania has played with Van Morrison. Willie's done a show for Pee Wee Ellis. Ellis played with Van Morrison. So Willie is steeped in the music industry.
Yeah.
And so it'll be a good show. Willie always puts on a great show.
And he's a bus driver been and will be. He's always a bus driver.
Yes, he is. He toured a lot of musicians in his day when he was in the bus company.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another little break, John. This is On the Block on 98.1 KZE. Our guest is John Hardiman from Hardiman Orchards on Route 199 in Red Hook. Stay with us. The Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. This is On the Block. Our guest has been John Hardiman, and he's been hanging out with us. I was supposed to play a different song, which I'll play in a moment, so I won't tell you how much I failed, but we heard Ben Harper doing Diamonds on the Inside, and John Hardiman is one of those people. He wears his diamonds on the inside. He is a gem of a gentleman. It's always a pleasure to be around him. So when I get to like hang out and talk with him, it's even more of a pleasure. John, thanks for being our On the Block guest and coming through in a pinch. And we love having you here.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. It's always a pleasure. KZE is a tremendous asset for Red Hook and the entire area. Everybody here is tremendous, and you know, I can't say enough about you guys.
Wow, John. Well, it's a mutual admiration society going on here in Red Hook. We love that you are our neighbor. We love that you support live music, and we love the delicious things that grow in the earth in Red Hook and you bring to us. So thank you. And what's coming up? What's going on in the season right now? Where are you at on the farm?
Well, we're still in, the trees are still in a dormant stage. Approaching what you call silver tip.
Oh.
You know, so that means they're progressing forward. And the next stage will be green tip. And then green tip, you go on to half inch green, and then it just moves on from there to blossoms. Usually around the 7th to 10th of May is a normal bloom time for apples in this area.
There's nothing like the smell of walking through an orchard when the apples are in bloom, or when it's blooming apple time. It's just a beautiful smell. It almost smells like the sweetness that's inside of an apple before it comes out.
Yeah, Apples, you have to be fairly close to get that smell.
But
unlike oranges, if you've ever been in around citrus, when oranges are blooming, you can smell them for miles.
Wow.
So
I didn't know that. And does it have a citrus smell?
Yeah.
To it?
Yeah.
Cool stuff. John Hardiman from Hardiman Orchards. Go visit him on Route 199 during the season. You can check out the website,
HardimanOrchards.com.
And look for upcoming events, and he'll let you know what's in season as well and what's going on at the farm. And stay in touch. Visit HardimanOrchards.com and go visit John Hardiman and Hardiman Orchards on Route 199 in Red Hook. And thanks, John, for being on the block.
Thank you, Rick.
It's always a pleasure.
Have a great day.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, and we will continue in just a moment, so don't go anywhere. The Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. That was Spiro with the White Heart. I'm Rick. It's time for me to go. Big thanks to all my guests. John Hardiman of Hardiman Orchards was our on the block guest, and the one and only Andy Gladding made an early morning appearance on the Up and Running Morning Show. And we're going to be at the Bardavon 3 o'clock for a live broadcast with the infamous String Dusters from their sound check. So I'll see you there, and later on stage hanging out with the infamous String Dusters at the Bardavon, 7 o'clock for their show. Bardavon.org. Listen up at 3 o'clock for exclusive live broadcast from the Bardavon with the infamous String Dusters. As always, help people, don't hurt people. I'm Rick. Goodbye.